Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
LGBTQ.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 17th of February, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, as you can probably tell by the luxurious sounds emanating from my skull, I got a bit of a cold. Yes, Dave has a head full of snot, and it's not pretty. And it has also affected my cognitive functions, and I just don't know what I'm going to do. So we're just going to sit here, we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to play some music, let you know what's going on this weekend, and in an hour it'll all be over. So, you know, don't take it personally. I'm just having one of those days. So we're going to kick off with some music. As a guy got turned on to last week, this is Doug Andrew and Circus in Flames. Where is he? No, I gotta put that down. Oh my god. There we go. This is what we do. See, my brain just is not functioning at all.
Truth and told, what's known to me? How about a little bit of gasoline?
Spring Awakening is on stage right now at the PAL Studio Theater in Cole Harbor in downtown Vancouver. This is the Broadway, the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical based on the German play, the mid-19th century German play of the same name. It's the story of a group of German teenagers who are coming of age. In a lot of different ways. It's a powerful story, and with some great music and some terrific acting and performance in there as well. It's on for another couple of days at the PAL Studio Theater. Final day is Sunday, and tickets are available at springinvancouver.bpt.me, or you can just check on the Spring Awakening Facebook page or the Dave Radio Facebook page for more information about that.
I came. motherfucker, you find yourself some proof and I'm done. Oh, oh, I'm done. You just soak in the hatred of a storyline. Yeah, you hide behind a corner and a fake smile.
Graduate is still on stage at the White Rock Theater with sort of the Coast Capital Playhouse on Johnson Road in White Rock. It's the White Rock Players production of The Graduate. This is, of course, the stage version of the classic book and film, film starring Dustin Hoffman about, Mrs. Robinson. And as a special treat, friend of the show, Lori Watt, is playing Mrs. Robinson. So worth the price of admission right there. It's on in White Rock on for another week. It closes next Saturday, the 25th. But lots of performances yet to come. Tonight and tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Sunday, there's a 2:30 matinee. Wednesday is a $10 show. There's a talkback night on Thursday, and then it closes next weekend. So if you want more information about that, go to White Rock Players Club, whiterockplayers.ca, or check the Dave Radio Facebook page.
I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. Fight a dollar bill for all the things I've done. I'd have a mountain of money piled up to my chin. My mama told me good, my mama told me strong. Don't mess with me.
And in keeping with our classic films brought to the stage theme, Corleone, the Shakespearean Godfather, is still running at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. And this is, of course, the Shakespearean version. It's as if The Godfather had been written by William Shakespeare. It's quite I was going to say spectacular, but it is. It's a spectacle. It's a really clever adaptation of the Mario Puzo story about the mafia family. And as I said, done as if it was written by Shakespeare. It's all an iambic pentameter. It's all very elaborate and very tragic and a little bit bloody. And if you're a Shakespeare fan, you'll notice all kinds of little tributes and shout-outs and suggestions. One character is portrayed as if he was Richard III. The assassination of Sonny is done like the murder of Julius Caesar. It's fantastic. And it's produced by Classic Chic, which is the all-female cast. This is the company that did Winter's Tale a couple of years ago. They did Glengarry Glen Ross last year. It's an all-female cast, but they're playing both male and female characters. And some of the really standout performances, like Nicola Lippmann as Don Corleone, you forget real fast that it's a gender-bending kind of thing, because the performances are just so strong and so powerful, and the show itself is just so well done. I can't overpraise it, because it's just that good. Now, they are sponsoring a special event on Tuesday night. It's a Women in Business event, and this is going to be happening before the show on Tuesday. It's a special networking event, so you can show up early. It costs $55 for this special event, but this is what you get for your $55. You show up at 6:30. You enjoy a networking event, including apples and a glass of wine. And then there is a keynote speaker, Carla Wood, who is the founder of All Strategy, a boutique business alliance organization for service-based businesses. And so she'll be talking on the subject of a relational and intuitive approach to strategy. Then you'll get to see Corleone. You'll get to see the show itself. That starts at 8:00, and then afterwards you get to meet the cast after the show. So that's all for $55, and it's happening Tuesday night, February 22nd, at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. Now, also coming up this weekend in White Rock is our friend Reed Jameson. He's been touring around a bit. He's back in town now. And he's going to be doing a show at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock on Johnson Road. And he's going to be joined by fiddlist Megan Engel. So that'll be a lot of fun. And Reed was a regular contributor on the Stuart McLean show, who Stuart just passed away this week, one of Canada's great storytellers on The Vinyl Cafe. And so I have no doubt that there will be a tribute to Stuart included with the show. So that's happening tomorrow at 6:00 at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock. And this is one of our favorite Reed songs here, just to get you in the mood.
Blackberries grow wild, smell a pitch in the sun. Weeds roll over my mind, and they almost won. But I say, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Put your ear to the
tearing up these weeds, blow the smoke in my stack. The sound of steel on steel, and there's no going back. I got a head full of coal, hear the lightning crack, light a fire in my soul, and get me back on track.
Put your ear to the rain, you can hear my love come down. Where hearts and heroes fade, I won't be turned around. No more driving this blind, time to throw that switch. Drives a spike in my mind, makes my fingers itch. You better get on board, or get out of my.
But I'm leaving today. And I said, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. And I know that I've been here before, and it's taken its toll on me.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Now, when you were starting out as a writer, you were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
It was so outrageous, you could not go any further, you know. You had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with VIF Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice.
It's happened before, governments killing their own citizens for their political or spiritual beliefs, but it's never happened like this. Join AMS Falandafa Fellowship at UBC at our screening of the award-winning documentary film, Hard to Believe, that explores the mystery of why so few people seem to be paying attention to the issue of forced live organ harvesting from prisoners in China, and the response, or lack of it, around the world. The screening will be held on Thursday, March 2nd, in Lev Buckman Theater Lounge at The Nest. Doors open at 6 p.m. Refreshments will be provided.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's
there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news. I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Last week we talked about Mary Queen of Scots got her head chopped off. The play about the great battle between Scottish Queen Mary Stuart and English Queen Elizabeth Tudor that happened like 500 years ago or something. Lids Lockheads, Mary Queen of Scots Got Her Head Chopped Off, is on stage right now at the Jericho Arts Center. In fact, it opens tonight and goes until the 11th of March. Tickets are only $25. Seniors and students get in for $20. They're available at Brown Paper Tickets or at the door. If you want to know more about it, you can contact... Well, go to their Facebook page or go to their website, vitalsparktheater.com. And, of course, we'll have all of that information waiting for you on the Dave Radio Facebook page.
They gave him his orders down in Monroe, Virginia. Started running way behind time. This is not the 38, it's the old 97. Better get a dispenser on time. When he turned and he sang to his big greasy fireman, show on a little more coal. By the time we hit White Oak Mountain, watch old Night Sip. Get rolling. A mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Denver, lying on a 3 mile grade. It was on this grade that he lost his air brakes. Oh, what a sad thing. He's going down the line, busting 9 miles an hour. Oh, whistle up the end of the road. They found him by the wreck with his hand on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Now come on, ladies, you must take warning. From this time on and learn, never speak harsh words to a true loving husband. He may never return.
We've talked a few times on this program about Opera Pro Cantante, which is a local community theater group that performs opera live on stage. They've been around for 10 years now. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary with a special gala concert on Sunday, February 26th, which is, what, a week away, 2 weeks away? What's today, 17, 18, 19? Yeah, it's a week away. Sunday, February 26th at 7 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall, which is at 17th and Main. And just double-checking the address on that because it's not immediately apparent. That's funny. Yeah, that is funny. It's not there. Okay, well, I will assume that's where it is. In its first decade of existence, Opera Pro Cantati has offered numerous performances of 12 separate operas. So the concert presents one or more excerpts of each of the 12. So something from Bellini's Norma, I Caputi and Montecchi, that's, you know, Romeo and Juliet, I Puritani, Lucia di Lammermoor, Nabucco, Macbeth, Rigoletto, Traviata, Un Ballo di Maschera, Duke's Bluebeard Castle, The Old Maid and the Thief, and The Telephone by Menotti. So all of those things are going to be featured on this big old concert gala. I'm just scanning through the thing again. There it is. Finally found it. The next scheduled performance will be at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. It's Sunday, March 26th. And you want to check them out. We'll put a link on the Facebook page, but you can also check out their website, which is procantanti.com.
Come. Here's one of our favorites. It's The New Black.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. And I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gone.
Got his fingers in my
tonight at the Little Mountain Gallery at 27th and Main, it's Kits Kits Bang Bang Episode 2. It's presented by Grad School Improv, and it is it's an ongoing improv action adventure serial kind of thing. Our hero Dominic Smith is in trouble. His love Samantha has been captured by fitness tyrant Sir Montgomery and his henchman partner Charles. With Steve Nash dead, the gyms of Vancouver shut down, and his dying grandmother perhaps on her last days, can Dominic step up and save the day? At last summer's Murder on the West Coast Express, Grad School Improv is back with the second episode of its second ever miniseries, an action blockbuster. In this three-episode run, watch their classic action hero take on the system, thwart dastardly schemes, and knock a couple of heads. Set in modern-day Vancouver, please enjoy the second episode of their action blockbuster miniseries, Kits Kits Bang Bang, at Little Mountain Gallery, 27th and Main. Starts at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30. It's only $5. You can't miss it. And then go see episode 3, which is in a month from now. All right, we're going to take another break, and then we'll do the call board.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Graduate School Fair at The Nest, UBC, on Wednesday, March 1st, or the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, March 2nd at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more info, visit our website at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rock with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's I Am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Attention all sound designers. United Players of Vancouver are looking for a sound designer to work on The Train Driver by Athol Fugard, which opens on the 24th of March. The African soundscape is an integral part of this production, and director Adam Henderson is looking for a designer to collaborate. If interested, please contact adamhenderson.ca at gmail.com or go through the United Players, go to the United Players of Vancouver website. Excuse me. Lady Gaga tribute. This is Larissa Dawn's show. It's a an event that's going to be ongoing. Let's see what we got. They're looking for a choreographer and three additional dancers, plus one or two costume designers or student designers. They are specifically looking for male or female trained dancers, one who will take on the role of dance captain and choreographer, plus a couple of costume designers. The ideal candidates will have dance training in hip-hop, jazz, lyrical, and or extensive performance experience. They're also open to self-taught dancers. All shapes and sizes are welcome to apply. So you can contact Larissa Dawn at decor_2003@hotmail.com. BC Schizophrenia Society doing a puppet show called What Are Friends For? This is an ongoing presentation. They're going to be doing shows in April, May, and June. It's a puppet show, an educational puppet show for kids from the 9 to 11 age range that aims to challenge stigma and promote empathy related to psychosis. Looking for some puppeteers and a narrator. If you're interested and you want to be part of these productions, Jennifer Fell at puppets@bcss.org. Solid Rock United Nation continuing their ongoing auditions for Jubilation. They're happening every Monday and Wednesday all through the month of February in Port Coquitlam. Looking for a couple of females and a couple of males. So if you want to know more about this, it's solid-rock-united.com. An audition today, this afternoon, from 2 to 6 o'clock at Emily Carr University on Granville Island. And this is a student short film. They are looking for one woman and two men to perform in this tragic short drama film. So go contact Emily Carr University for more information about that. The Beauty Shop Dolls have their auditions getting up for their upcoming season. They do performances from July to January, but their busy time is the Christmas season between November 15th and December 21st. They're specifically looking for singers who can handle the anything from the 1920s jazz standards right through 1940s swing and pop songs from the 50s and 60s. BeautyShopDolls.com is their website. For the kids, it's Camp Shakespeare, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Summer Program. Two classes, one in July and one in August. The auditions are in late March at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. They're looking for anyone between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform, and with a special interest in Shakespeare. Emerald Pig Theatrical Society in Maple Ridge, they're doing their annual Bard at the Bandstand 2017. This year they're doing Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare, and that will be happening in July. The audition is tomorrow at Planet Ice in Maple Ridge, and you can go to emeraldpig.ca to find out more about that. North Van Community Players doing Yesteryear by Joanna McClellan Glass. That is happening in May, and the audition is tomorrow at noon at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. They're specifically looking for a young man who can play Bob Ramsey, a 21-year-old who is shy and awkward and young and gawky. So if you can believably carry that off, they want to hear from you. Once again, that's tomorrow at 12 o'clock, 12 noon, at the theater at Hendry Hall. Wild Women Theater producing Cheyenne Scott's Spawn, and that's happening in May. The audition is today. They are looking for Vancouver-based Indigenous actors, so contact wildwomentheater at gmail.com or look at their Facebook page to find out more about that. Alchemy Theater doing a cabaret called Lucky in Love. This is a one-night-only show at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. It's happening in a month on Sunday, March 19th. But they want submissions by Saturday. That's tomorrow. So they're looking for singers, actors, comedians, dancers, anyone else who'd like to showcase in this big cabaret show. So if you have any kind of act, let them know. Carly June Friesen at alchemytheater.ca, or just go to the Alchemy Theater website to find out more. Fighting Chance Productions is producing A Chorus Line, and that is going to be up in August, and the audition is tomorrow. So if you're interested in Chorus Line, go to fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out where and when. Well, when is tomorrow, but you know what I mean. Enigma Theater is doing Michael Frayn's Copenhagen, and that will be in June. The auditions are next weekend, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th at BC Binning Studio right here on campus at UBC. And looking for two men playing kind of middle-aged characters, and that is happening, excuse me. I told you when it's happening. It's happening next week. But if you want to know more, Enigma Theater, it's spelled AENIGMATHEATRE at gmail.com. Fiddler on the Roof. Oh, yeah, that's a great classic Broadway musical. And that's going to be happening in Maple Ridge and Langley in May and June. The auditions are next weekend, Friday and Sunday, the 24th and 26th in Maple Ridge. And look at theaterinthecountry.com to find out more about that. And one final note, Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing is going to be the presentation for Langley's Bard in the Valley. Their auditions are in March, and the production itself is happening in June. They're looking for 14 actors to play a whole variety of different roles for Much Ado About Nothing. So if you're interested in that, they are looking for the best actors to play the roles, but not necessarily a particular gender. So they encourage actors of all backgrounds to audition. Who knows? You just might get your dream role. This is your big chance. It's info at bardinthevalley.com to find out more. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you, that you would like to have read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us right here at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Time for one more song. Let's hear from the Mounties. And if you like the stand-up comedy and you haven't been to Goldie's Pizza for their weekly comedy basement, you better get down there. Every Saturday, the Comedy Basement, they hold a fantastic lineup of the funniest touring headliners and professional comics from across Canada and around the world, plus a few up-and-coming amateurs in the coolest little pizza dungeon smack in the heart of downtown Vancouver. So tomorrow night, it's the Comedy Basement Pro-Am Showcase featuring Sang Ung from Yuck Yucks and hosted by Byron Bertram, plus Old Data, Daniel Belkin, Travis Moose Sandulo, Susie Rossum, Bill Crawford, Gina Harms, Yumi Nagashima, Nikki Surrett, Harris Anderson, and Luke Rivard. Tickets are $7. It's only $7 if you reserve, but if you show up at the door, it's $10. You can afford that. Even I can afford that. You can make reservations if you feel it's necessary, or you can buy them online at comedybasement.eventbrite.ca. There is a group discount if you got a gang. So parties of four or more are $5 each. If you reserve, you got to reserve. You know, they want to know you're coming. So, yeah, it's tomorrow night. Goldie's is at Pender and Seymour. I think that used to be Pia's Sandwich Shop back when I was your age. So anyway, it's the Comedy Basement at Goldie's tomorrow night. Not to be missed. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. So just send your details to us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And remember to like this show on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's program or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at citr.ca. And stick around, because Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2, and then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwuar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time, but in the meantime, I'm going to get me some ginger tea and get this phlegm out of my head. Love ya. Bye-bye.
the music.